Hello, James.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm probably not going to be like your typical sales call. So with that being said, you'll notice, man, this guy seems a little harsh. I'm not really harsh. I just want to get to the point. There's certain things that I need to know whether I'm going to sign up with Local Splash again. And so my questions are very direct. So I'm sorry we may take you off of what you normally have scripted. I just wanted to pre-qualify that now.
Okay, you said sign up with Local Splash again? You've been with us previously?
Yes. I was with you guys for many years, actually. And
under
this goes
what
back 10
name?
To 12 years ago. It would have been member's name. It would have been either James Gardner or Natalia Delgado.
No, the business name, sir.
Oh, A Premier Restoration Services.
Hmm. Okay. All right, so what are your questions?
How much is the monthly fee?
It depends on which program we qualify you for, what the needs of the company are.
Okay. And what programs do you have then?
So we have our Platinum program, which runs $299 a month with a $99 setup fee. We have our Platinum Premier package that runs $499 a month with a one-time setup fee of $99. We have our VIP package, which is a combination of our Platinum Premier and our Platinum package, and that's $599 a month with a one-time setup fee of $99. And then we have our Ideal package, which it's really hard to determine. The starting point on that is usually about $498. That includes Google Guarantee and some other services. And then we have our our complete package that has literally every service under it, and that's about $869 monthly plus your quick fees.
Got it. Can you tell me a little bit more about the you said that you have the one that's five something that combines three different packages or two different packages.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain the two different packages?
I sure can. So that package is our VIP package, and that's going to include the Facebook ads and the Google ads. So backing up a little bit,
okay,
the first package that I said was our basic package, which is the Platinum package that runs $299 a month. So that's your local SEO. That's website if you need it. That's all of your directories. That's mobile platform programming. That includes all of the Facebook ads for social media marketing. $100 of that $299 budget goes directly to that. Facebook ad clicks for my company are between 5 and 50 cents per click with an average cost of about 20 cents per click. So it's a basic starter package for a company. Additionally, the package beyond that is going to include the local SEO, $300 in Google ads with additional $130 gift of Google ads from us. Google ad clicks are between usually $5 and $7 per click, depending on the keywords and services. They can be a lot cheaper. All of those other same, fluffy features, you're getting all of the directories and all of those things. The VIP package is a combination of those two. So it's going to include your Google ads, your Facebook ads, as well as your local SEO, and all of the programming there for retargeting between those three platforms.
Got it. So it is a pay-per-click type of a system.
No, it's not. So you're not paying per click, per call, or per lead with either of these programs. You're getting it at a flat rate, and we're incurring click costs.
Ah, got it. Now I understand. So it is – okay, so forgive me. It's just my
you do have an understanding of what it is. You have an understanding,
It is pay-per-click. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is pay-per-click, but we don't pay per-click. We pay flat rate. You
right.
guys incur the pay-per-click cost.
Correct,
understand.
Because we get a better cost per click than you do. Now, I'm looking – I was never able to find your account with us under your business name. I have no doubt that it was here, but I'm just having a really hard time finding it. It may have been a slightly different business name, but what I do notice online here is that you have two different business listings with two different phone numbers as well as two different websites.
Okay, so when you say different websites, are you
there's a website domain that says floodsd.com, and there's another one that says chulavistaleak.com.
Yeah, Chula Vista's new. That's brand new. That's the marketing campaign we started in January to test and see if it's working or not.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell you something that you may not be aware of, James. When you have two different business listings with the same name, different websites, those two are going to cancel each other out. You're not going to get solid results.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. You're not going to get solid results from either one because they're literally working against each other in the same area.
Yes, I see. Interesting. I didn't know that. And up until now, go ahead. Sorry.
I didn't say anything. I was waiting for you.
Okay. Up until now, we haven't really done any internet marketing, so we've never really had to worry about it. We're just trying to get back into it to see if it's worth it. And we tried it with an SEO company who built a complete website. So, and it's not working.
Because they're only 10 minutes from each other, hon. That's why. So if they were further apart, right? If it was like two real different locations, like if you had one location here and then one location here, you know, even 25, 30 miles away. Yes, that could work, but you want it to be the same website because it's going to get traction. So when you have two different websites with the same business name, I mean, it's slightly different. They left the A off of the second one. So the first one says A Premier Restoration Service, comma, INC. And the second one says Premier Restoration Services, INC. So when you have two things that are in the same service radius, because Google considers it the same service radius within 10 to 15 mile radius, that's not going to work. It's not going to be recognized. In fact, in very shortly, if not already, I'm very surprised that one of them hasn't been rejected up until this point. The one with the one with the one review, because this is the thing, is once you're listed as a water damage restoration service, the second one you're listed as a contractor. It's like basically companies who try to do this like that, which I understand you're not aware of this, but when Google looks at companies that do this, it's like they're trying to trick the system, right?
And get
more listings in the same neighborhood, right? Oh, well, if I have a listing under this name and I have a listing under this name and I have a listing under that name, they're forced to pick me because all of my programming comes up at the top, which Google isn't going to allow because you literally have two business names with the same and it's going to cancel each other out. You're not going to rank on either one very well.
Got it. I understand. Now, do you, for this campaign to work with Local Splash, do you need stability of the company? So in other words, do you need to use a Premier Restoration Services or should I just open a whole nother company?
You should not open a whole nother one. Again, I would combine these two listings, pick one website and program there. If you open a third one, that's just going to create even more chaos. You're not going to see the results that you're looking for.
Well, it'd be a different name. It'd be different. Are you saying the address also impacts?
Oh, of course the address impacts it. It's all impacted.
Okay,
when you have multiple listings with the same stuff, it's all impactful. Like this isn't recommended at all. And we're a Google partner. So we can't, you know, I don't know how long ago you worked with us. How many years ago was it?
It was about 12 to 14 years ago, maybe.
Okay. So
and we were with you guys for 4 to 5 years.
Okay. So in 2016, almost 8 years ago, well, a little over 8 years ago, we got our Google Premier partnership. So now we're held to different guidelines than we were even when you were a client. So with something like this, we can't in good faith, like, we would have to combine those two listings.
Oh, it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, unless you want to sign up a completely separate business name and you have the documentation to prove that, that's a completely separate business name and all of that stuff like business license, insurance, tax, EIN number, then we could sign up a different business name. That's how that would work.
But you're saying having the same address would hurt the campaign or no? did I misunderstand you?
Google won't allow, okay, so having the same, yes, yes, I understand. Okay, two different business, Google has changed the way that they allow if it's two different business names, James, that happen to be at the same business address or home office address. Like if you owned a business at your address and your wife, Natalia, owned a business at your address, that's understandable. Google will allow us as long as we have documentation to prove that it's two separate businesses.
Got it. Okay, so the key is that it is a bona fide legal separate business.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And then, so I'm going to go back to that same question that
okay.
I asked you originally.
Okay.
If I opened a bona fide second business,
okay,
does the history of this one impact your ability to
no.
campaign it? Okay, got it. Now, the reason why I want to do that is because I want to completely separate our advertising with Local Splash
mm-hmm.
from our current advertising. And I'm not certain that we can do that without having a completely separate name. And that is the reason why we got a whole different domain. We were hopeful mm-hmm. to be, and it worked in the sense that we were able to track the campaign and
okay.
realize very quickly that it was
mm-hmm.
not working. Now,
right.
why it's not working could be because they're using the same business name,
it
same
could
address.
Be.
You know
it could
what I mean?
Be.
Right.
It could be, yes. But there's also a number of other reasons what it could be. Like, how much are you investing with them monthly?
It was like $350. We're actually in our 30-day cancellation. In
okay.
two more weeks, it will be canceled.
And
then, that's the only reason why I took this call is
right.
because opportunity was, okay, we're about to have reserves open up for,
right.
for our advertising.
So with that, what exactly are they giving you for your $350 monthly?
Okay, so they built a website.
Mm-hmm.
I purchased the domain.
Mm-hmm.
That was the domain is where their website goes to.
Okay.
And it was very specific to
mm-hmm.
leak detections and mm-hmm. plumbing repairs.
Got
leak
it.
Leak detection
okay.
and plumbing repairs.
Okay.
So completely different from our restoration division. So
well, then they should have really put that under plumber, which is because leak detection and the repairs technically goes under plumber. Another reason that that campaign is not working.
Keywords are under plumbing.
I understand.
And you're actually ranking very high in Google when I get the Google reports.
Okay. So let me explain something to you, though. They have you coming up just
okay.
as a contractor. Not specific to plumbing, which is going to make you rank even higher. It's going to make you rank even better as opposed to just a standard contractor. So think about it like this, right? I can change my own oil, right? Or I could take it down to the repairman who specializes in oil change, right? Okay, so they
right.
could call a contractor who can do leak detection and has the knowledge of it, or we can call the plumber who specializes
the
in it.
The plumber. Exactly.
Do you see what I'm
yeah.
saying?
And so, in all fairness,
mm-hmm.
for licensing purposes,
mm-hmm.
that's the reason it was done that way. Because we are a general contractor,
mm-hmm.
and in order us to be that specialized only
mm-hmm.
oil change company,
we
would have to get our own plumber's license.
Okay, I understand because I'm looking here and
so
they have you under contractor with a ton of keywords and the leak detection is not on here. I'm looking at your keywords on your Google profile at the moment. You have water and flood damage, trauma scene, tile and grout cleaning, smoke damage repair, sewage.
Oh, wait, that's Premier Restoration. That's not the Chula Vista leak detection.
Okay.
What you're looking,
right.
What you just looked at.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's touched that campaign.
Mm-hmm.
For probably 8 years now.
Really? Okay.
All those keywords you see are.
Uh-huh.
I've not seen it. We haven't maintained it in eight
mm-hmm.
years. So those
okay.
are all old. Yeah.
Well, even looking at the newer one with the 10 reviews.
Yeah.
There's no leak detection on
here.
It's in the website.
Is that flooddc.com?
Correct.
What website is it?
Yeah, so that's the
okay.
one.
Anything,
that's the new one with
on.
The 10
just
reviews.
So you know. Uh-huh. Well, what's the website it takes you to?
It takes me to the ChulaVistaLeak.com.
Oh, okay. That's
so
the right one. That's the
keywords,
one we should be talking about.
And this is what I'm saying, is getting you listed. Now, if you're a water damage restoration service, which for all intents and purposes with the keywords, it looks like you are with a specialty in leak detection, they should have leak detection here on your list of keywords outwardly that's on your Google profile, and it's not on here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And it should be, because especially because it's one of the main keywords that's in your domain, you see?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Everything should have consistency and accuracy.
How long does it take to get the campaign up and running?
So the campaign comes together in different pieces. The reason I asked about how much you're spending is because of where you're at. You're in Chula Vista. Mm-hmm. You're not in some little cow town in the backwoods of Mississippi. You're in one of the most prominent areas in the state of California, over there in San Diego County. So you're going to need a bigger campaign. A campaign that starts at $350, with all due respect, is a very small campaign. You do need something with a little bit more push. I would go with the minimum of the $599, because it's going to attack it with the Facebook ads, the Google ads, and the local SEO. So all of the all of the ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. We don't have to go through Google verification for you. You already have a completely verified Google platform, so we're able to begin programming right away. For maximum results, first page placement ranking with your Google profile, Local Splash promises you 45 to 60 days in writing.
Got it.
And our terms and conditions for everything to work together and gel together. Again, I suggest a higher campaign simply because of where you're located and the results that you're looking for. You're going to have to elbow your way to the top a little bit, so to speak, and that's how we're going to do it, is with the ads and helping to get more five-star reviews.
Now, when you do the campaign, what are you campaigning for? Is it water damage restoration? Is it so I don't know. How familiar are you with water restoration companies?
I'm fairly
like what
familiar.
Services?
Yeah, I'm fairly familiar. I know you guys offer anything from mold remediation to cleanup services, depending. Some of them want to offer actual remodeling services. There's a lot of different aspects in what it is exactly that you're offering, and I understand that. And it's actually, if you go to the Local Splash website most recently, you'll see a list of boutique services, and water damage restoration is one of them. Okay.
Got it.
Now, the other thing is this.
So anytime, real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Real quick, if you don't mind. Anytime you have a flood in your house, imagine you wake up this morning, you get out of bed, and you step in water.
Oh, I've
You're going to have two elements to this water damage situation. You're going to have the drying services, and then the repairs. Usually the drying services, they come in, they clean everything up, they rip everything out. Then you have the repairs. We only want to focus on the water damage services.
Okay, the drying it up.
So if I mention that to you, this is the premise in which we would want that campaign to be kicked off.
Okay.
Is only the water damage services. Very specific.
Got
it. And that'll allow me to do two things. It'll allow me to, because right now, I would say our water damage services are limited to maybe 10%. The rest, the 90%, is construction, all of the repairs. And we want to target more water damage.
Okay.
And so that's where we're willing to spend the campaign and be very focused.
Mm-hmm.
And again, method behind the madness, that is the reason why we were doing the leak detection.
Got it.
Because the leak detection is the first element.
Right.
When you, for example, when you woke up and you stepped in water in your own place,
right.
Who's the first person you called? Either a plumber or somebody to find the leak for you.
Yes.
And then it went to the water damage.
Yeah, so well, then I called the insurance company and they told me what to do.
Okay, exactly.
But yes, you're right. I called a plumber
so
first.
So just
yes.
So you know, that's the other thing we're trying to circumvent. So right now we do absolutely no advertising. The reason why we do no advertising is because we are on the insurance company's preferred vendor program.
Okay.
So when you called the insurance company, they persuaded you to use their vendor. Okay.
Yep.
We are that vendor only for repairs. So it is too much of a challenge to get on their vendor list to do the water damage.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be called before the insurance company. So so you understand the timing of when we're trying to get called. Then
the
you will understand how the campaign should run, because that's our target. Our target is before. That's why we're willing to offer, and it's worked a couple times, just not enough. We were doing free leak detections.
Wow.
Why? Because that would get us out there. If
get
I find
the
leak, you're standing in water, and I tell you the plumbing repair is $100, you're going to be like, how can I turn this down? From that point, they're so happy because I found the leak.
Yes.
I fixed it unreasonably cheap.
Yes.
And now I'm saying, you know what? You need to get dried out. And I can help you negotiate with your insurance company. And so that's how we're trying to model a new campaign.
Wow. You know what I would do for
you,
James? I understand. I understand. And I would actually, you wouldn't be a standard campaign with us for a number of reasons. But because of the specialty services and the way you're looking to really tailor these keywords, which the reason that I want to tell you is water damage restoration and water damage as a whole is one of our boutique services, meaning you're this one of like the top 17 services that we specialize in, that we've taken a niche in since you were last a client of ours. Okay, so HVAC, electrical, different categories. Your category is one of them. And we have the ability to do that. But the reason, what I would do is I would actually assign you a specific account manager. So somebody that you would deal with regularly, the same person, not 15 different people, not even 3 different people, the same guy every time. Okay.
Right. That's perfect.
To really nail this campaign down for you. I mean, obviously, I'll always be the lead on it and point of contact for you, but Abraham is somebody I work very closely with, and he's one of the account managers that you would absolutely love, simply because he's going to be able to not only show you the results and how it's working with the specific keywords and services of what it is that you guys want to specialize in, but also where we need to kick it up a notch. You see what I'm saying? Like, one of the more recent things that we've brought in is Yelp ads. And Yelp ads may even wind up being a good fit for you, simply because we can manipulate it down to the keywords. We can whittle it down so specifically. Mm-hmm. Like, I was going to originally suggest Google Guarantee for you, which is Google's own pay-per-lead program, and we are a leader in the industry for that as well. However, listening to what the needs of the company are, I don't actually think that would be the best fit for you, because it's more broad. So the keywords are very specific with water damage restoration. It's like you cannot deviate from these keywords. You can turn them on or you can turn them off, but you can't say dryer, floor dryer, and you can't be that specific. You have to go with exactly only what they offer, which is sewage cleanup, roofing, remodeling, plumbing, pest control, painting, mold removal, mold inspection, flooring, fire damage cleanup and repair, and water damage cleanup and repair. So Google's pay-per-lead program for Google Guarantee is fantastic for somebody who is offering a more broad service. You're focusing more into a specific niche within your category, your vertical, so to speak. And I think that starting with the VIP campaign and then working our way up to Yelp ads would be a great way to start for you.
Got it. How can you email me the breakdown of the VIP campaign? And then can we do a follow-up call later this afternoon?
Absolutely. My pleasure. So let me go ahead and grab your email address here. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Let me click into your account. All right, James, what is it?
Okay, it's Jay Gardner, J-G-A-R-D-N-E-R at FloodSD, FLOODSD, like San Diego, .com.
Got you. Okay. And so I want to back up for 1 second because I do just want to go ahead and notate it. So when we were talking, you said the one with the 10 reviews is the newest, and the one that's just at a national city that is Premier Restoration Services with no A in front of it, that one is super old and has not been touched in a number of years. Okay. So we
haven't done any marketing on that one.
Okay, so we would combine those two is what I would want to do. I would want to combine them because we want to give you the best results, and it's going to be best if we just combine them so there's only one listing out there, and we let Google know, hey, this was just a dupe, no biggie, and they just go ahead and combine it for us. Okay, so I'm going to put that here in the
notes. That's fine. Okay.
Okay, cool. So
you can drop one if you wanted to, and we're not going to use it at all. Well, whatever's easier.
That's why I'm saying we combine them. Because if we, if we go in and we say, okay, this is no longer a business, and they figure out that there's any attachment between you and the other location, it's going to jack the first one. So we just combine them, which is the easiest way to do it, as opposed to like, this is no longer associated, and this is this, and it's just better. Faster.
Got it. Okay.
Quicker.
No worries.
Okay. All right. So I'm sending this over to you now. And then what time can I give you a call back?
1 o'clock today.
You got it. I look forward to talking. Now, if I don't call right at one, it just means I got caught on a phone call. And
oh, no, that's okay. Yeah, you're finishing.
Okay.
On no worries.
Okay. And I promise I will be calling you. Okay.
You.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
You have been kicked from this conference.